Coach, you noticed that you were taking a little heat already after 1 week in the Kansas City media. Is that par for the course as far as you're concerned?
I don't even know. I don't read it, so I wouldn't know if I'm taking heat or not. But, I mean, if you lose, obviously people are going to got questions about this or that. And, you know, then that's the National Football League. So I don't really concern myself with that too much.
How's Trent feeling, Coach?
He's doing okay. He actually went home yesterday, and he's feeling a lot better. But he's out this week, obviously, and then from there the doctors will determine, you know, how long he's going to be out.
Sort of trial by fire for Damon?
Yeah, he's going to have to play. And, you know, he started before in the league a couple years back and was pretty successful. So it's good to have a veteran quarterback, as a backup guy for you.
You've worked with him this offseason and such. What can you tell us about his game? And, you know, you've been in the league a while. He's been a backup, hasn't played much. But what can you tell us about Damon?
Real steady guy, a smart guy, knows how to handle the huddle, I think. He has a pretty good arm. And is a guy that, you know, he's been in that role. I mean, that's just been his role in his career thus far in the National Football League. And I think he accepts it well. He's always ready to play when he's called upon. So I think now he's called upon to play, and we got to help him. Obviously, we can't put it all on his shoulders, but it's a good thing to know when you got a veteran guy like that.
How difficult a situation do you think he is getting put into? I mean, obviously Denver's coming off a bad loss. They're playing at home where they were undefeated last year, and Kansas City hasn't had much luck here. I mean, how difficult would you say the situation he is in?
Difficult for this football team. Denver's played very, very well there. Obviously, they're coming off a tough loss where they moved the ball offensively, and their defense played great, I thought. And, you know, they just turned it over. And obviously, you know, when you go on the road, you can't turn it over. Even at home, you can't turn over the ball like that and, you know, expect to win. And they still had a shot at it, and that's a credit to them. And you're right, they played well at home, and this is their home opener. So we're walking into a tough place to play.
Herm, it seems like you've inherited a fairly advanced age, average age on your offensive unit.
Mm-hmm.
As you come in, is your mindset you got to win now with this older group, or is your mindset you got to start to retool the offense? Or?
Well, I think you have to try to win with the players you have, and these are the guys that are here, a veteran group of guys that have done a good job here offensively, especially, and. You know, they're still good players, and you want to try to win as many games as you can as a coach. I mean, I don't think you worry about retooling anything. That's just the process of when you take over. I think that takes care of itself through the draft and acquiring other players. But I think for the most part, we've got a pretty steady group offensively, and you're right. It's a veteran group of guys, and there's a window, and you got to try to take advantage of that window.
Trent, is he a week-to-week thing right now? What's his situation?
Yeah, right now. That's what it sounds like. So I know he's out this week, and yeah, and then the doctors will let us know more as this thing gets going.
Herm, when you look at that hit on tape, do you have a problem with how it was called on the field?
Well, you know, it's one of those deals, and at that situation, you know, the quarterback, when they go down, basically he's surrendering himself, and I think what happened was it was a couple things when you really watch it. Obviously the guy was running, pursuing, and he was trying to avoid a block, and he got himself in the air, and Trent was sliding, and he hit him. Now, I don't think the guy did it purposely, but there's a rule that says you're trying to protect the unprotected player in our league, and it happened to be a quarterback. And obviously, the league feels at this point that you know, it's not a foul, and the league is going to do what they have to do. But you just don't want to get defenseless players hurt, and you don't want to hit them either. But hey, the league ruled on it, so we got to move on.
Herm, going back to your playing days and since you started coaching, who were some of the better backup quarterbacks you remember, either coming in doing a good job or?
I'm trying to think. Some of the backup guys when I was playing. Obviously, believe it or not, he didn't play a lot, but Danny White was a backup guy for Roger Staubach.
Right.
He ended up being a pretty good starter when he came in, obviously. My first year there in Philadelphia, Ron Jaworski came in, and Roman Gabriel was the guy, and Jaws took over, and you know, and did a great job there. So I think those two situations were two teams that obviously one I played on and one you played against a lot. I think the famous guy was the guy that used to back up the guy in Miami, was to always hold a clipboard. What was his name? Strock. And you know, he had to play some games, and he came in and won. You know, so there's been some guys in that situation that have done a great job.
Do you feel a little snake bit with your starting quarterbacks the last 2 years?
It's been, you know, I was telling somebody, I said, I was up in New York for 5 years, and there was only one season that the quarterback actually played all the games, and that was the first year. For the next four, it was they never played all 16 games. So it's just one of those things you go through. The good thing about this guy's going to get well and come back, and that's good.
Herm, why were you so quick to tell Larry he was going to be your number one back?
Well, I didn't want to get into that media frenzy of, you know, the media watch, this guy ran for this today, that this guy did this today, and it becomes that. And I just thought Larry, it was time for him to be the guy. Now, I didn't know Priest Holmes was going to be put on PUP at that point, but I just felt that Larry would be the guy, and Priest would obviously be the second guy, but still be involved in our offense.
When was the last time you talked to Priest?
Hadn't talked to him since training camp, and you know, he's away from the scene right now, and that's kind of the agreement we had with him, and we don't have to make a decision on that until about three or four more weeks.
What did you think of Larry before you got there, and what do you think of him now that you see him up close?
Obviously, I think he's a very powerful guy. I didn't realize he was that nifty until you watch him in practice all the time. You know, he's got real good hands. Sometimes you don't see a lot of because from the outside, but you watch him catch the ball. He's a powerful runner. He's got good quickness in the hole. Got good vision, good speed. I mean, he's a complete guy. He's a very, very good football player.
Herm, from a defensive point of view, when you look at the Broncos running backs and they're, you know, alternating them, do you play them any differently, the two backs, or you play it the same way?
Well, you got to play it. You know, they run their system, and they got a great system, and they get great backs to play in their system, and I think they do a wonderful job of just staying consistent on what they do, and you understand that, and that's why Mike's been so successful there, and that's why that team's been successful. They know what they want to do. They do it very, very well. They execute very, very well.
When you came to Kansas City, I mean, what did you see as the mindset defensively? I mean, obviously, that's been kind of the one area that's been hammered upon in Kansas City for a couple of years. And how much better of a defense do you think, now that you've retooled, that you may have?
Well, I think we're going to get better every week. And I thought we were putting in some bad situations. But then again, you know, defenses are paid to stop guys, and we didn't stop them enough. I mean, they scored two touchdowns on some runs that got away from us where we didn't quite execute it correctly. But I thought, for the most part, they played halfway decent, kept us in the game. But we had bad field position, just like Denver last week. They were very good. I thought they held them and made them kick field goals, which keeps you in the game. But I think as we grow as a defense, we'll get better. I mean, we'll get better every week. We have to, and that's just the thing that you have to do when you're trying to build a defense. Every week you have to improve.
What do you think Ty Law's additions meant to your secondary?
Obviously some stability, a guy that's played in a lot of big games, a guy that can make plays on the ball. So I think, you know, with him here, I mean, that helps you. There's no doubt about it. It helps you to have three good corners, and we got Surtain. We got Lenny Walls, who actually played for Denver last year, who's done a good job for us, too.
Can you take anything, Herm, from the Rams' defensive scheme last week against the Broncos?
They played a little bit different. I mean, they're a little bit different. Their scheme was a little bit different. Has, you know, probably surprised him a little bit on what he did. And what got him a little bit was the turnovers, obviously. And they played hard. The Rams played hard. Both teams played very, very hard. It was a defensive game. And when you think about all the field goals that were kicked in that game, and you got to give them credit. You know, when they had to make a play, they did.